Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Great, good day to you. A mostly cloudy day with some rain likely this morning, and then it's going to clear up and be absolutely gorgeous Hawaii day with a few showers decreasing in the afternoon on the leeward side, like where Ko'olina is, partly sunny with scattered showers in the morning and then mostly sunny with isolated showers in the afternoon. Just enough rain to cool you off. And the trades are blowing 15 to 20 miles an hour. Higher gusts are possible. So it's going to be a beautiful day to play a round of golf. And of course, you're going to go out and do that. First off, EWGA Championship semifinal. That's where our Hawaii gals from the EWGA Hawaii went to the Sandpiper Golf Club in Santa Barbara, California. And Hawaii's Ginny Edgy won the second flight by 3 strokes over San Diego's Christine Shorkey. This is the largest amateur event held in the world. The third flight, Hawaii's Charlene Tajiri, she was third, and Julie Kim placed sixth. That was in the third flight. Now, in Hawaii, we call that flights B and C. There's the championship flight, then the A flight, the B flight, the C flight. On the mainland, or the EWGA championship, they call it the championship flight, and then flight 1, 2, 3. The EWGA Hawaii holds its local qualifier every year in the spring, and then the top flight winners go on to the semifinal, and then the EWGA Championship Final. That's at Lansdowne Resort in Washington, D.C., October 14th and 15th, and our chapter championship this year was held at Waikele Club. And I just wanted to let everybody over at the Waikele Golf Club know that we really appreciated how comfortable you made us all feel. Alisa Godet, founder of Women's Golf Day, because it is, after all, Women's Golf Month. This month, we're closing it up, and we're going to wrap up everything with Alisa Godet, founder of Women's Golf Day, author, and just a whole lot of things. Right now, she's traveling, and she's in Ireland, and she's at a beautiful, beautiful Lynx course. First, we'll thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, a store, or townhouse, customer, single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right, so call Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. And by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities, Kauai's South Shore Jam. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home project into artwork. Futura Stone can build you a special place for your friends and family to gather. Barbecues, fountains, water features, and outdoor lighting. Futura Stone. Only the best. And by Montgomery Power Sports. 550 North Nimitz Highway next to Liliha Bakery. Featuring Indian, Victory, Suzuki, and Husqvarna motorcycles, Polaris ATVs, and GEM electric vehicles. Montgomery Power Sports, where first responder discounts never end. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber hits the road.
And I'm very happy to say that Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year and certified Vision 54 Aimpoint as well. He is now on one of our sponsors, Golf Channel Lead Coach, featured, of course, on Morning Drive and Golf Channel Academy Live. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. You can find him at Claude Brousseau Golf Channel Academy. All right, let's go to Ireland. It looks like it's an absolutely beautiful day because, of course, it stays very light in Ireland at this time of the year. Welcome to the show, Alisa Godet. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. Love talking to you always.
Now, tell me, what's it like at Waterville Lynx? It looks beautiful on the photos you're posting on Twitter.
Yeah, it's stunning. I mean, we got really, really lucky. It's their member guests, their June member guests. They do a couple of these events. They do 2 member guests and a father and son and a father and daughter who comes here. Very happy to hear about. And as well as Carey Cup, which is some university students. But Waterville, as you remember, going back to women's golfing, was the first golf course outside of North America that signed up to do the Women's Golf Day, and apparently they had a really great event, so a lot of women turned out, and it's one of the premier links courses in the world. It's world-renowned. It's a very, very sacred, beautiful place. A lot of history from 1889, so it is a pleasure to be here, I can tell you that.
Who is that very tall fellow you're standing next to in your photo?
It's Payne Stewart. They have a beautiful, it's iconic. I think when people see that, they know that it's Waterville. Payne Stewart, who played here, one of the last places he played before he passed away. And he was very fond of Waterville, so they have this statue to him.
We're talking with Elisa Godet, and she's the founder of Women's Golf Day. And would you believe 27 countries in over 400 facilities, whether it was a driving range, a golf course, a golf club, they put together Women's Golf Day. And it was 4 hours, 2 hours of whether it was instruction or playing nine, and then 2 hours of socializing. So the people who came out could get to know one another, maybe make new friends and go golfing with these new friends, pick up the game. Maybe you've never played the game before. There's always a place for you, like EWGA Hawaii is specifically for that. If you'd like to learn more about that, you can contact me always on RadioGolfClub.com. And Women's Golf Day, is our founder, Elisa, how did you come up with this idea?
I think the industry as a whole has always been looking for ways to get women more involved. And what I had heard, 16 years been working in the industry, and I'd heard over the years was that I think one of the main problems was, some women don't necessarily have the time or want to play 18 holes. There's some women that would love to get involved in their corporate outings or, just play nine and wine or what have you. And I think that most importantly, what I would love to do is eradicate the word golf widow. There's no other sport that has a negative connotation like that. And I think it was really important for women to have a warm, fuzzy feeling. No one is going to buy a house on a golf course or join a country club or have the children participate in a sport, no matter what, golf or anything else, without their spouse's approval. So just at least having women have a positive feeling about golf and then take it any way they like. So if they want to play nine and one, just be able to play in their corporate outing, get involved in an EWGA or league play, do something more substantive, play 18, on a consistent basis, they should know that there's all kinds of options are available. The socializing aspect and why people do so well in business is because exactly that, because they are able to socialize. Case in point is I'm here at this event in Waterville, and it's a member guest. I mean, people are bringing guests that have never been exposed to this, to the place, and I'm watching over 3 days how all these people have made new friends, become friends. They're going to end up doing business or social things together, and that's exactly what male or female, everybody they want to be doing. That's the one thing about golf that you can't compare. You can't do that when you're playing basketball or even tennis.
Yeah, you get to talk with each other. One caution, though,
exactly.
you don't do business on the golf course. And, people say, oh, you get to do business on the golf course. Actually, you get to know the people you may do business with in a way that you'd never get to know someone. You're out on the course. Absolutely, it gets a little bit sweaty because it may be hot. It could be rainy. You could be going through some storm-like condition. Whatever the situation is, you're together in on it. And as a result, you get to know one another in ways that you'd never get to know somebody. And then later on, a couple of days later, you give them a call. Hey, that was really fun. I'd love to go out with you again. And then you can strike up a conversation about the business that you might be able to do.
I agree with you 100%. Yep. Keep it social. Keep it fun. And then follow up with can we have a meeting to discuss X, Y, or Z? But you want to always have that door open to that person as a friend or what have you, and then, and all have it be fun in life.
Yeah.
As much as you can,
the song "Girls Just Want to Have Fun"?
That's that could be our theme song for next year.
Exactly, we do, and we've got time to get away. We don't want to be drudging along trying to hit a little ball and get frustrated by it. We want to go out and have fun. If you can't hit the ball, it doesn't matter. Pick it up, move along, have some fun. That you want to play? Play. We love to play. Women love to play. We actually do have quite a sense of humor, and there's the little girl playfulness in all of us. That doesn't go away. And when we're together with other women, that playfulness, if of course there are some very competitive women, you get to know them, right? You get to know who's who and how.
Exactly. And
It's
a wonderful bonding opportunity. And what we found, and you know, it wasn't like willy-nilly that we just came up with this idea about the 4 hours, which I know you described the format. The methodology in that was that you were having women that are existing players mingling with women that are new players. Normally, if somebody goes for lessons, you're only going to be spending time with new people that are in a similar situation. So the 2 hours after the fact really gave an opportunity for people to mingle and for the women to have a comfort zone around playing and maybe meeting people that they would go out and play with, things like that.
It sounds like you're out playing golf right now. Are we hearing wind in the background?
I know. I'm trying to find a good spot is because I am literally here and they've all just come in from the from the competition of the member guests. I'm not complaining because it's a gazillion guys. So I went from all women's event to I think I'm the only woman here. And I said, I like my odds. I need to come forward as a member guest. But, everybody's kind of coming in and they're very excited. It's the last day of the two-day tournament. They had a practice round and then 2 days of this tournament. So they're coming in. I think everybody's excited and happy and they've had a few beers and, it's a good time. You can just tell they're all.
Alisa is author and writer and she's the founder of Women's Golf Day. I love how history was really made. More than 400 golf facilities in 27 countries. This was the first year. 27 countries rolled out the welcome mat, served as hosts for this inaugural event. It's awesome. And I understand that one Australian club already has set aside the date for next year. Is it June 6th, 2017?
It is, yep. And we got so much. We really did get a lot of feedback right after. You know, it was the first year. A lot of people didn't know about it. So it was definitely... a lot of people said they want to do it next year and very on board. So,
yeah, well, Dubai, South Africa, Uganda, Tunisia, Morocco, I mean, India,
yeah.
China.
Dubai.
Yes, exactly. Estonia. When I saw that, I know. Estonia. So it was really, really, really well received. You are also, as I said, you're the author, and you've got three in your Two Good Rounds series. One is Two Good Rounds, the 19th hole stories from the world's greatest golfers. Two Good Rounds, Titans, leaders in industry and golf. And Two Good Rounds, Superstars, the golf stories from the world's greatest athletes. Do you have another one coming up?
No. It was nice. I kind of took a break. I've been in the business, I think we talked about it before. I've been in the business side for 16 years, formerly worked for the PGA Tour and the Latin Golf Tour. And when I did the books, I kind of took a little hiatus for about 3 years and did one a year and just did that. Now I'm back doing the business side. I mean, it's quite a monthly column, but I think the book thing was intense. We're going to hold off on any more books. They're not those.
It's still
floating around on Amazon or wherever, but yes.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. What are your, I got to ask you with Brexit, the vote, Ireland wanted to stay in, Scotland wanted to stay in, the European Union, of course. What's the chatter with the guys that you're around? Are they talking about it?
Yeah, a lot of them are because they're finance guys too. A lot of people that are in finance. So, but it seems to be there's people that came from all over, from Europe and Dubai and whatever, another similar thing we talk about, people getting together. And they just, it seems like it's flushing itself out, though. There were some wins, there were some losses as far as the markets and everything else. But definitely, certainly a buzz yesterday. I think it's going to, time will tell as well, how it all flushes out.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just wondering if, it was such a shock for so many. The vote was so close, and the turnout was amazing. 83% of the, if we had 83% people in the United States turning out to vote, I don't know if we can handle the crowds. It's phenomenal.
It was good, though. It was really good to see that. Yep.
Yes, yes. Well, it's a real pleasure talking with you. We're going to take a quick break. Is there something I failed to mention that you wanted to bring up during our conversation?
I don't think so. You know, I always appreciate being on with you. Love what you do. You're one heck of a journalist. Everybody says it. So, no, Women's Golf Day, we'll be back on when we start ramping up for next year. We've got time, and that's about it. You know, I hope everybody's out golfing. For once, I'm in a sunny place, although I'm sure the temperature's not as warm as Hawaii, but I'm happy to say that we both are in sunny places.
It looks absolutely spectacular, and it is a gorgeous day in Hawaii. You need to come out. Like, at Poipu Bay, they have Imagination, and I love what they do. They have something called the Ocean 9, so you can go in the morning and warm up on the range. Then they'll lead you out to the back nine, which is all along the ocean. And you get to play the back nine in the morning, and then you've got a lot of time to go off and do other things. It's really quite marvelous. And you can play 3 holes, 7 holes, 9 holes, 18 holes. Just choose your whatever you've got time for. Alisa Godet, founder of Women's Golf Day, thanks so much for being on the show.
Yeah, I will tell people, if anybody wants to look at, I would go to the Facebook page for Women's Golf Day, and they can see those videos. We did a video recap, all of that's there. And as far as I'm concerned, love always hearing from people and new places. I'm on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, but not as active on Twitter. But so you can see pictures of Waterville, Women's Golf Day, so I highly recommend. I'm all about connectivity and people connecting, so love to see it, love to hear from all the golf people.
Feedback.
Yeah.
It's kind of like giving back.
And fun.
Yes, and fun. Yeah. Thank you, Alisa.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. We'll talk again. We're going to come back, and we're going to explore something that you probably have heard about, and it's the single-length irons. It's Sterling Golf, okay? The Sterling irons from Jacob Bowden and Tom Wishon, master clubmaker, in 2003, after working for golf equipment companies since 1972, this is 2003, Tom Wishon decided to start his own company. And it just so happens that Jacob Bowden, in 2003, quit his job and devoted his life and his savings to golf. Then he won the Pinnacle Distance Challenge with a televised 381-yard drive. He won multiple qualifiers for the World Long Drive Championship, including a 421-yard grid record drive. He's a Speed Golf World Championship participant. He was at Bandon Dunes. He came in fifth there. But he has the championship record, 72 holes in 55 minutes and 42 seconds, using just 6 clubs. Because, of course, you don't run around with an entire bag of clubs when you're doing speed golf. We'll be talking with Jacob Bowden, the creator of Sterling Irons, of course, with Tom Wishon Golf after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends.
When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And Claude Brousseau. You can find Claude Brousseau at Claude Brousseau, GolfChannelAcademy.com. It's C-L-A-U-D-E, and yes, he pronounces it the French way still. Jacob Bowden, co-creator of Sterling Irons with Tom Wishon Golf. Welcome to the show, Jacob.
Oh, hey, Danielle. It's nice to be back on the show with you.
It's good to have you here. And I'm just excited as all get out to talk about the single length golf clubs, the golf irons that you and Tom Wishon Golf have put together, because it's been around way before the young man we all talk about, whose name just went right out of my head. Isn't that
Bryson DeChambeau?
Yeah, Bryson. Bryson, and I noticed in a picture of you that you've also worn that special hat that Bryson wears as well. But let's get back to the point. The point is, the single length irons make so much sense because you only have to learn one swing, and it just there's so many things that make sense about the single length irons. And I want to talk to you. Did golf clubs start as single length irons and mature, so to speak, into these varying length irons depending on the four iron, the five iron, and the different lengths of the irons? Is that how it changed?
I forget the entire history, like going back a long time, but I guess, but. From what I understand, a lot of clubs used to be custom built to the person, and a lot of them were single length. And then, again, as I understand, when steel shafts came out, you couldn't custom fit to people on a mass scale. So I guess the idea was that if you had them at different lengths, at least one of the clubs could conceivably "quote unquote" fit the golfer. So that, and then I guess Tommy Armour Golf in the 80s tried to set a single length irons, and then One Iron Golf in the late 90s. But there's been a few problems historically with single length sets and getting them to make them work well. A couple of issues were distance gapping. The gaps between the clubs would bunch a little bit. And then the low lofted irons would fly a little bit lower, and the high lofted irons would fly a little bit higher. So there was a little bit of performance issues despite the consistency that you would get. But Tom and I had the advantage these days of the internet for doing research. We had technology like TrackMan and robot testing and stuff like that. So we were really, over a 2.5 year period, really able to address some of the common historic problems with single-length sets. And now we feel like we've built a set called Sterling Irons that retains the inherent benefits of single-length but addresses all the common historic problems.
Excellent. Sterling Irons. You can find Sterling Irons on Facebook, Sterling Irons, and you can also find them, of course, online. You can find everything about Sterling Irons at sterlingirons.com. The Golfing Machine, a book, inspired Bryson DeChambeau. It was component 7 variation A in the Golfing Machine. It was the one plane swing designed for chipping, and Bryson thought he could adapt it for a full swing, but to streamline the swing, he thought it would help to have his irons the same length and weight. Okay. That way his posture would remain consistent, thus keeping the correct plane at all times. Because basically, we have to learn a different swing with each different length iron. Am I right?
Yeah, there's subtle differences from club to club when you're dealing with different lengths and different lie angles and different weights. So, yes.
Okay. So with Sterling irons, you have the single length, you have the same swing, you have the same balance. And I saw one reviewer say that he's never been this excited about a new club release as he is about Sterling Irons.
Yeah, it's, well, Bryson has certainly done a lot to publicize this, the single-length concept again, and kind of make it a little bit more popular and more talked about these days. And the, it's purely coincidental that Tom and I happen to be coming out with these irons right at the same time that, that Bryson is helping popularize them as well. So the timing, you know, it's really lucky.
Yeah, because when did you guys start working on this?
We started working in October 2013. So Bryson won his U.S. Amateur and NCAA championship in 2015. So we were a couple of years ahead before we even knew who Bryson was. And then and then he had this great success last year. And then this year he's trying to get his tour card. So
yeah. So each club is the same length. They have the same lie, but the loft is different on each one.
Yeah. So with the set that Tom and I created, it's a 5 through sand wedge. We're coming out with a 4-iron, 4 hybrid option in September, October. But they're gapped between 4 and 5 degrees, depending on the club. And then there's the 5, 6, and 7 are made with a different kind of steel. It's a high COR, kind of a springy steel to help get the lower lofted irons to fly higher and fly farther. That was one of the things that we did to address some of the historical performance problems with single length. But they all weigh the same. They all have the same line goal. You can get them at 7 or 8 iron lengths. And you don't have to necessarily swing like Bryson to be able to play them. Tom is, if people know Tom, he's all about custom club fitting, so we really wanted to make this set be able to work with any swing, not just any one particular swing style.
So let's say I order from you at sterlingirons.com. How do I let you know all my measurements?
Well, there's two ways we take orders, custom orders through there. One is a little bit more conventional, where you can select your own shaft flex, or you can pick between 7 or 8 iron lengths. You can pick your own lie angle if you want. You can pick your own swing weight and grip size. But if you don't know what your specifications are, we also have some fitting questions that Tom put together to help identify. If you don't know what you want, you just answer some basic questions. And then Tom, based on his experience, will recommend a set for you.
So if I've, let's say I've been fitted for a shaft and it really works with the club that I use, can I have that shaft put on for my irons?
Well, through the website, we pull from Tom's stock from Wishon Golf, and there's 12 different shaft options. But if there is a particular shaft that you do want, then you can work through a local custom club fitter in your area, so they can get the component heads and then put whatever shaft or whatever grip you on. So there's, you can go through the website, of course, that's the easier way to do it. And then if you wanted to get an in-person fitting, you just contact a local custom club fitter, and then they can get you set up with whatever kind of grip or shaft combination you like.
That's fantastic. We need to take a quick break. Can you stick around for a couple more minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Excellent. We're talking with Jacob Bowden, co-creator of Sterling Irons and Tom Wishon Golf. Jacob and Tom got together and started this, and now we've got single length irons to try. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a 2-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
We're talking with Jacob Bowden, co-creator of Sterling Irons. Created them with Tom Wishon Golf. Tom's been in the business since 1972. One of the most respected in the world, a master club maker. Tom was on the show when his book, Search for the Perfect Driver, was reaching best-selling status. Golf Week's Jim Achenbach, their equipment editor, said, Tom is the smartest person in the golf industry when it comes to clubs. Tom's always done custom clubs. He's a fabulous person to talk with, very, very knowledgeable. And we're speaking with co-creator Jacob Bowden. You went to Tom initially and another company, and they both turned you down. Why was that when you first had the idea?
Well, Tom and I have been friends since 2006, so for about 10 years. And then in 2010, the USGA changed their rules on the groove specifications that were deemed legal. So up until then, I've been playing some one-iron golf, single-length irons, and when the groove rules changed, I could no longer play those. So I was looking for a way to have a set that I could play with that had grooves. So being a friend with Tom, I asked Tom if he wanted to do it in 2011. And at the time, he wasn't interested. And so then I asked David Adele of Adele Golf, who coincidentally made Bryson's single-length clubs. I asked David if he wanted to do it. I was out in Texas, and he said no at the time. And then, interestingly, I later found out that a couple months after my visit was when Bryson went out there. So I kind of think I may have inadvertently put the bug in David's head about doing single-length irons, so, which is a good thing. But then another year or so passed, and I asked Tom again in 2013. This time, he agreed to do it.
That's excellent. Now, you know, we talk about being custom, and custom makes people think expensive. So are these irons more expensive because they're single-length irons, custom-made?
They're priced around the same price point as, like, a set of Titleist irons or Mizuno irons. So it's a very competitive pricing. And then, you get the benefits of playing the single length set. And we offer a higher level of custom fitting than you would with a typical set of irons that you can, say, order off the website, right. Which is, one of the great things you get when you work with Tom, because he's such an industry icon as an equipment designer, and he's all about custom fitting.
Why don't you recap the benefits of the single-length iron?
Well, I think it boils down to it's just easier to play. So for golfers that don't play a lot or just want to have a little bit more fun because golf is so hard, and if you can play a little bit easier, maybe you can have a little bit more fun. Having the same single-length iron makes the game a lot easier. So it's great for beginners to learn. It's great for people that don't get to play a lot because they're busy with family and work or whatever. And then even for professionals, too, who have or people that want to spend a little bit more time to groove their swings, then they can really get dialed in with a set of single-length irons because it's basically the same swing with every club. So,
yeah, you know, I am most comfortable with my 7-iron. I mean, if I could play the 7-iron all the way around, could that be because that 7-iron just happens to be the length I should have all of my clubs?
Have you been custom fit for your clubs in general?
Not, you know, yes, I have been, but I haven't gone on a track man with each club. You know what I mean?
It could be that your 7-iron just happens to fit you well. But it's also common that people like their 7-iron likes their 8-iron, and they just happen to hit that well.
Ah,
so,
okay.
We offer 7 and 8-iron lengths. Again, as an option, like a custom fitting type option.
Okay. And now what if, there are those people who have no need for 14 clubs or a full set of irons. Would it be possible to order the irons that they're most comfortable using all the time, the ones that they go to?
Through the website, we're only doing full sets right now, but if you want to work through a custom club fitter in your area, then they could build, say, a set of odd clubs only or even clubs only. Say if you're a lower club head speed player and you just don't need that many clubs, then working through a local custom club fitter is certainly a good option to do that.
Okay, so we'd get the components from you, though, and then have them put together locally? Is that what you mean? Or just ask our local player to make single-length clubs for us?
Ask your local custom club fitter, and then they can contact us, and then we can get the heads to that individual club fitter, and then the club fitter can put whatever shaft or whatever grip you want on. And, you know, if you just want to do a half set, you can do that as well.
Jacob Bowden has been on the show before to talk about his speed golf world championship experience at Bandon Dunes. His championship record, 72 in 55 minutes and 42 seconds using 6 clubs. See, that's kind of what I do, 6 clubs. But you were running with, you wouldn't want to carry 14 and do it in 55 minutes and 42 seconds. You might collapse. Tom Wishon designed and custom built clubs used in competition by Scott Verplank, Bruce Litsky, Ben Crenshaw, as well as the last set of clubs played by Payne Stewart. He's an amazing person. Both of these guys got together and they put together this terrific line of clubs, irons, okay? Sterling Irons. You can find them at sterlingirons.com. Is there anything that you wanted to add to what I've gone through with you? I don't know if I've led you in the right direction.
No, I think you've done really well. If you're just looking to have the game be a little bit easier, a little bit more fun, and play a little bit better, then definitely be open to a set of single length irons because they're one of the best testimonials we've had so far is from a blind golfer that shot between 105 and 110. And you know, when you're blind, you can't see the club, so you really rely on what the club feels like. And a longer length club makes it really hard to hit. So this blind golfer started playing the Sterling Irons, and then it knocked 10 shots off of his average score. So
wow.
it was every club feels the same, so it was much easier to play.
Wow, that is awesome. Okay, this is one of the frequently asked questions from your website, and I thought, this is interesting. Is this really one of the frequently asked questions? Are single-length irons legal?
It comes up every now and then, but Tom and I submitted them to the USGA, and we got them approved. So there, if you want to play them in any USGA-sanctioned event, you certainly can. I have them in my bag, and I'm planning on using them for U.S. Open qualifying, British Open qualifying, and all the events that I play.
British Open qualifying? Awesome. Yep. Thank you. And for everyone listening in the UK, that is The Open, and I understand that I've just violated the creed.
Yes. Yes. The Open Championship.
Right, The Open. Let's not get in trouble here, Danielle. I'm talking with Jacob Bowden, and it's Sterling Irons, sterlingirons.com. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me back again. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Steve Greiner. He's the creator of the Wounded Warrior Program. No. It's not the project, okay? So take all of that thought out of your mind, because Wounded Warrior Program was created by Steve Greiner at Belvoir Golf Club, U.S. Army, installation. So it was completely not for profit. There was no profit involved here. No, so just that's why Steve Greiner is really important to me. I want to get the word out about Steve. He is now a member of the Links to Freedom Golf Foundation. He wants to grow his program nationwide, the Wounded Warrior Program. We'll talk with Steve right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's master craftsmen can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Let Shannon Brady from the Irish Washerwoman take strokes off your golf game. Why spend your precious free time cleaning when you can be out on the course? Your wife cleans, you say? Well, what better way to make her more agreeable to that Sunday round than freeing her from strenuous household duties by hiring Oahu's premium, reliable, and diligent house cleaners? Contact us now at 808-633-6327 or theirishwasherwoman.com.
Four!
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
The Brantley Center, a services provider for people with disabilities, is hosting the 38th annual golf tournament at the Big Island Country Club. Really cool, very nice golf course. Perry Dye, the son of Pete Dye, designed the Big Island Country Club. And this is going to be on July 17th. The tournament starts 7:15. It's a shotgun, two-person best ball modified format. Lunch, silent auction follows at the Pu'u'anuhulu Community Center, and entry fees are $125. Nice. For golf, lunch, prizes, including, of course, the $10,000 hole-in-one award. This is the Board of Directors, Brantley Center. They all depend on government funding and grants from charitable organizations such as the Hawaii Island United Way, and the golf tournament and other fundraisers throughout the year fill this critical gap. So this is for the Brantley Center, and this is all run by a volunteer board of directors. Don't get me wrong. Okay, these people don't get any money. It all goes back into helping the people they are helping, people with disabilities. And if you'd like to get more information, call the Brantley Center. It's 775-7245. 808-775-7245. Maybe you'd like to get over to the Big Island, to Hawaii Island, and play at Big Island Country Club, and do it because it's going to really help somebody who could use a little help. And now, we're going to turn to a group of people that we know, Wounded Warriors. There are a lot of Wounded Warriors who come back, and some people come back, you can't see their wounds. You know, it's amazing. When I went to Belvoir Golf Club, Fort Belvoir, it was amazing because I was in attendance for one of Steve Greiner's events. It was every Saturday, if I think it's correct, every Saturday. And the group got together for golf, whether it was driving or putting or chipping, for lunch with a speaker. It was really marvelous. And many people, yes, some people had prosthetics. Many people didn't look like they were injured at all. That is because their injuries were internal. They said they'd been blown up because of the experience they had when they were serving. And they didn't want to talk about it either. It's interesting how the people coming together with Steve Greiner in the Wounded Warrior Golf Program at Fort Belvoir, they had a camaraderie and a sense of closeness that was wonderful. They allowed me to be there. I didn't feel like I was intruding, and they welcomed me with open arms, even though there was a part of me that felt like I shouldn't be there because it's their private place. But at the same time, Steve Greiner wanted to put it together so that people could feel like they were getting back into the world. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi. It's good to have
How's
you on.
How's it going?
It's going good. How about you?
It's going great, and thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Steve Greiner has received many, many awards for the work he's done with the Wounded Warrior program at Fort Belvoir. And are you continuing to work there even though you are not the head professional? You decided to devote completely your time to your Wounded Warrior program?
Yes, effective this year, I have switched to trying to get the model that we've created at Fort Belvoir out to as many places as we can, and also to raise the money to grow Fort Belvoir. We've been doing it 9 years. And there are challenges doing programming on a U.S. installation, and there's limitations with being able to raise funds and soliciting for funds. And these are all challenges that are in place for good reason. So we're proud of how we grew the program over the last 9 years, but we thought that maybe it would be time to have our own foundation, so that we could raise the money and then gift it back to these installations in the form of the program that we do. And so we expanded to Andrews Air Force Base, and we're hoping to be in the Washington VA and the Baltimore VA later this year. So all things are going well, but I'm no longer the head pro at Fort Belvoir, but I do work with them. The Belvoir program is our flagship program still.
You have how many people? It seemed like there were 35 people at least who came out the Saturday I was there.
Yeah, we do 8 weeks in the spring that go into the early summer. We do 8 in the late summer that go into the fall. And we get a little over 100 sign up, about 225 for the year. And I would say we average 35 would be a little low that week. We usually average about 50 per week, maybe 60 per week.
Well, there are currently over 3.7 million disabled veterans in the U.S. Many of them are struggling, of course, to find a sense of normalcy and reconnect with civilian life and their families. And I'm talking with Steve Greiner. Fort Belvoir Golf Club is where his program, the Wounded Warrior program, first started, as he said, 9 years ago. And he wants to expand it. It could be at one of Hawaii's military golf clubs. And he started it at Belvoir because it's so close to, what is the hospital that you are getting guys from who are trying to get back into active lifestyles?
Well, when the old Walter Reed closed, they renamed Bethesda Naval Walter Reed National Medical Military Center. as kind of a tongue twister.
Thank
but
you.
They also they also built a large hospital on Fort Belvoir with an Intrepid Center, which is a rehabilitative center and housing for about 250 to 300 wounded warriors. So the Belvoir program is mainly active duty wounded warriors that are at Fort Belvoir. They're assigned to Belvoir to get better. We do have a number that are from Walter Reed.
One of the quotes that I wanted to bring up was from one of the wounded warriors participating in your wounded warrior program. For the first time since being injured, my son is not afraid of me or me of him. And there's something about that, the idea that you know your child is afraid of you, and you are afraid of your child for reasons so complicated, and that your program can help somebody feel reattached to their child is so powerful, it makes me want to cry right now.
Well, I'm with you, because we're getting better the last 3 years or 4 years. We're getting better at doing surveys, getting comment cards, and you know, and trying to get metrics so that we can make the program better. We want it to be more than just, you know, having fun and playing golf. We want it to be forward thinking. We want to feel as though we're using golf to assist in their rehabilitation. And in doing that, you learn pretty quickly that the family is in it together. So we include the family. We also have what they call the Gold Star families. Those are the families that lost a service member, was killed in action. So the families are very important. Sometimes their caregiver is also in the program too, because they heal as a family. They're all affected by it. And so that's another reason why sometimes when you see a Wounded Warrior program, and you could also refer to this as there's a lot of disabled veterans that are also in the program. But when you see the family members, and a lot of them, the explosions have affected their brain. So a lot of it can be, you know, PTSD combined with brain injury. And then, of course, their family members are there. And that's why, you know, it's not some programs. We have been involved in programs where there are a lot of amputees. So it just depends on where you're at in the population. At Andrews, we don't have a lot of amputees. There also, it's a lot of TBI, brain injury, and PTSD. But that's where the suicide and the depression, and that's where the what we found, the invisible injuries that are so prevalent with the VAs. And it's a big problem, and we're just hoping to be part of the solution.
Yeah, it is a big problem. We, you know, we have some homeless vets who don't look like there's anything wrong with them. You know, they look able-bodied. Why aren't they getting a job? We don't understand everything that's happened to them. And, you know, to be blown up. I mean, when the person describes themselves as "I was blown up," that does terrible things to the inside of the body and to the brain. I love what the guy said. I believe the golf program got me out of the barracks, around people, and socializing a little bit. A lot of people withdraw when things like this happen to them. And your Wounded Warrior program, it seems to be getting people to reconnect, even if they're just quiet, even if they don't really engage in conversation. They're there as and they're reconnecting.
Well, the social piece is way bigger. When I first started, I was more dialed in on, you know, this could help with, you know, balance, and it could help with their hand-eye coordination. And I was kind of more thinking about the golf side of it. But the social side of it, where we have guests come, and we've been fortunate being in Washington, D.C., we have some really cool people that can show up. And you never know, all the way to the top some weeks. But that social piece, the reconnection, the family, that's really become the part that makes it so successful, and why golf, I think, is uniquely positioned to help disabled veterans and wounded warriors, because it is something they can do at their own pace. They can do it with their families. And the environment that golf provides is very beautiful. It's very peaceful and quiet, and it's a good atmosphere for them to be doing their rehabilitation. So it's just a great sport all the way around to help our veterans.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. Steve Greiner, Belvoir Golf Club, Fort Belvoir Golf Club, and leader of the Wounded Warrior Golf Program that he wants to take nationwide and expanding it, and created the linkstofreedom.org site. You can see that, linkstofreedom.org. You can find out about the people who are involved in this and maybe make a donation if you can. We're going to find out what that money will be used for when we come back. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
We are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM Honolulu, KGU AM Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. And if you don't hear from Claude right away, it's because he's just jetted off to France. And he'll be checking in with us next week from the Open de France. That would be the 100th playing. Yes, so we'll be talking with Claude next weekend. Right now, we're talking with Steve Greiner. He is no longer the head professional. He has devoted himself full-time to expanding the Wounded Warrior Golf Program. And it started 9 years ago. He's done this in addition to his, you know, he was paid to be the head professional at Fort Belvoir Golf Club on the side as a volunteer, just because he wanted to do something wonderful. No, because he saw a need and he knew he could help fulfill the need. He started the Wounded Warrior Program. He got no compensation for his work. And from what I understand, most of the people who came to help you, and they came from which sections, which PGA of America sections would drive up to help you out?
Well, we're in the Middle Atlantic section, but we would get professionals that, well, some regularly, three gentlemen come from Richmond every week. They come. They almost never miss a class. And then we have some, we're in D.C., we have a pro that comes from time to time from the Baltimore area, and we've had a couple of pros come up from Virginia Beach and Charlottesville. So there are people, PGA pros, who give up their Saturday and sometimes drive 2 to 3 hours each way to participate in the program. And then I usually get back some really cool notes from them just at how the program and the spirit of the program impacts them. So it's just another, and of course, that's a different perspective. You know, now you're getting it from the teacher perspective. But I have found that PGA golf professionals love to be part of programs like this, and that makes me proud.
Did you pay them?
Some. We do have a stipend that they're not getting paid what they would make if they taught at their facilities on Saturday. We do give a reimbursement Many of them forgo it, but we do give them a reimbursement that's really kind of like gas money.
Gas money.
So a little bit of an expense reimbursement. Many don't take it. Some do, but I, you know, they're not. It's so just a token of, you know, of our gratitude for them giving up a Saturday to come to Fort Belvoir.
So when you expand your program, Steve, are you planning to hire people to work these programs, or are you again having volunteers with these stipends coming in to assist?
I would say we're trying to make sure that all the money goes back into programming, golf programming. So now if we go national, we may have to have a couple of people that work for the organization to give it the proper structure so that it works well and it runs efficiently. But we will try. We're heavily dependent on volunteers, and we will continue to try to do as much of that as we can. And we intend to be very mindful of a very, very high percentage going to golf programming. Now, up till now, we're still, now that we're in our 10th year, I would say 100% has gone into the program in those 10 years, or pretty darn close to it. But if we are able to go national, I think we may have to have some small costs associated with a larger program.
Right. The president and CEO of linkstofreedom.org is Rob Kuhn. He earned his Master of Science degree in aeronautics from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. He began his military career in 1985 after enlisting in the Air Force. His operational experience includes serving as the Combined Air Logistics Center Director for the Republic of Korea and the commander of the 11th Logistics Readiness Squadron at Joint Base Andrews, Maryland. Currently, he is the Deputy Chief Logistics Division of the Air Force District of Washington, and he gives his time. He gets no reimbursement for this to linkstofreedom.org to expand the Wounded Warrior program. Also, the treasurer is Michael Lawler, CPA. Michael Lawler graduated summa cum laude with a degree in accounting from Strayer College for 12 years. He provided military support as an intelligence analyst for the CIA, and he now possesses over 20 years of experience as a CPA, successfully managing a variety of accounts, projects, and employees. Again, you can find all of this information at linkstofreedom.org. Really hope you get involved, because I just can't say enough about my experience when I was there, Steve. Links to Freedom is dedicated to restoring a sense of normalcy to our wounded warriors, disabled veterans, their families, caregivers, through rehabilitative and adaptive golf programs at the military and civilian golf courses nationwide. House Skull.
He's great. You know, I don't know why we need guest speakers. We could just have him every week. He's quite the character. But that's a big part of the program. There are others that have really great personalities, and I think that really helps that social piece. But the Skull is doing great. And one thing I would add, just the Links to Freedom, as I mentioned, it used to be the Fort Belvoir Wounded Warrior Golf Program, but there were a lot of challenges, rightfully, going through government with ethics and so forth. But also, and you seem to be hinting this a little bit, and I want to pick up on it, but a lot of people got confused by the name Wounded Warrior Program. You know, there's Army and Air Force Wounded Warrior Programs. There's other charities using the name Wounded Warrior Program. So that's why we went to Links to Freedom. We sort of wanted to get away from that confusion with other good people, and there's other good charities doing good things, but there was a lot of confusion, and so that's why we went to Links to Freedom. So we're really killing two birds with one stone. I think we're helping with the financial piece, but we're also helping golfers that are interested in supporting disabled veterans find us.
This is Steve Greiner. In 2012, Steve was selected as the Middle Atlantic PGA Section's sole nominee for the PGA of America's National Patriot Award. Thanks so much for being on the show, Steve.
Thank you, Danielle. It's always a pleasure to be on, and thank you for your support.
Absolutely. We'll talk again. All right.
Okay.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We were talking a little bit earlier about, a kid who got his degree in physics became kind of obsessed with the physics of golf. And if you listen to him talk as he takes apart a golf club and angles and lies, and man, it's like he's talking math, and I get lost. And I think most people got lost when they heard Bryson DeChambeau talking about a golf club. Well, we're talking a little bit about physics next with a fellow who came up with a very interesting looking putter. It's the putter head that is so very interesting. Looks like a capsule. We'll be back with Ron Barnett right after this, the creator of Trilogix Putters. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily.
They don't put off repairs till the next month.
Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
All right, the golf event that is set for Costa Rica. And I know so many people. My niece went to Costa Rica. She spent a summer in Costa Rica. She absolutely loved it. And here she grew up in Hawaii. But the Costa Rica Partnership Golf Tournament planned for July 31st through August 6th. At the Robert Trent Jones Jr. designed Weston Playa Conchal Golf and Beach Club's Reserva Conchal Golf Course. It's got the perfect name because it's an extraordinary eco-golf experience, the first in Costa Rica to be recognized by the Audubon International for its environmentally friendly efforts. That's the golf course you'll be playing at the Weston Playa Conchal. The amazing thing about this is the fee that you will pay to go there. The event is open to mixed couples, pairs, men, women. Got a friend you want to go with, a girlfriend, a couple of guys want to do a buddies trip, but they've only got, you know, there's only two of them or four buddies. You know, four buddies can get together. It's $19.95 includes all the golf, all the accommodations, and all the food because it's an all-inclusive resort. I believe that includes all the drinks, too. So you're going to have a whole lot of fun. In addition to playing multiple times at the Weston Playa Conchal, you'll be playing at the Arnold Palmer-designed Four Seasons Golf Course. And Jim McAfee, the former executive director of the Northern Texas PGA and the Dallas District Golf Association, he's putting it together with Norm Gunther. Norm Gunther, retired Air Force, has been publishing Hawaii Golf News and Travel for over 30 years, And he always puts together these really cool travel ideas. So this is something you need to get in touch with Norm Gunther or Jim. And his email is onthet18@msn.com. Ron Barnett, creator and founder of Trilogix Golf, 35 years in the business of golf. We're talking physics this week because the shape of this putter is kind of like a capsule with a cone shape. That's the head of the putter. It's kind of like a cone, makes a club head with the point of the cone is the strike zone. And it, while I look at the club head and the face of it, because it's not flat, which I'm accustomed to, I want a flat face. It's a cone. And it looks like it's going to be hard to make contact with because the sweet spot seems so small. But I'm assured by Ron Barnett that it's completely the other way around. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Aloha, Danielle. Glad to be here.
So what do you make of my, you know, when I look at this, it's like, like a capsule, a pill that you can take. You know, it's long and it's got the cone head around head area. And I look at the sweet spot on it, and you can find this at trilogixgolf.com. Trilogix, Trilogix, golf.com. It's very cool. Go look at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you're right. We made a cylindrical putter, and I wanted the putter to be exactly heel-toe balance. So I wanted to create a larger hitting zone by creating the heel and the toe, by letting those be exactly weighted the same. So what we tried to do is we tried to, the putter's made in three parts. You have a hitting zone, and then you have the heel and the toe that are both hemispherical shape, and they're weighted the same. That allowed us to center hosel the putter so that when you take the putter back, the putter swings like a pendulum.
Ah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we messed around with some weights and we weighted it so that we wanted to make, you know, the 3 or 4 footers that we all miss kind of like a lock, load, and fire, so that the putter did most of the work. So that, you know, you got, so the weight actually took care of, the weight and the pendulum swing took care of the short putt. You know, roll face putters are nothing new to golf. I think Teardrop and Slot Line did them back in the 80s and 90s. I think Fred Couples played Teardrop for a while. But we wanted to use the cylindrical putter with hemispherical ends so that you had hardly any surface area touching the ground. You know, That eliminates sometimes the drag or the hit when you take the putter back and you scuff the ground. So this putter has very little surface area touching the ground. The cylindrical face actually allows wherever you hit the ball, we engineered the diameter so that on a normal putting stroke, you're actually going to strike the ball slightly above the equator, and this gets the ball oscillating quicker than a flat face putter. I don't know if you've seen some slow-mo videos of flat-faced putters. I've got one of Rory McIlroy taking the putter back, and the ball slides 8 to 12 inches before it starts to oscillate. Well, with a cylindrical putter, getting the contact above the equator of the ball gets the ball tracking a lot quicker.
So you eliminate the skid and roll.
That's right. You eliminate the skid, which allows for, you know, little sand particles or whatever, you know, that the ball is skidding on, it's not tracking. We're getting the ball tracking much faster than a flat-faced putter. A lot of people don't realize that a flat-faced putter has probably, I don't know, 3 degrees loft. So, you know, a lot of people do a forward press and take it back, but, you know, putters aren't exactly flat.
That's why it's really cool if you can go. Aloha Golf Center has one of those awesome cameras that'll take, I don't know, 10,000 frames a second.
Yeah.
I probably
yeah.
just exaggerated it, but I've seen my stroke on one of those, and it's really quite enlightening. You know, you can see exactly what the head is doing, and then you see what your wrists have done too. You know, you may go to the left a little, to the right a little. You think you're coming straight back. The pendulum you think is correct, but you know, that'll show you all kinds of stuff. And that's why it's so important to see this. So it's called Trilogix. Why the name?
Actually,
am I mispronouncing it?
Well, we pronounce it Trilogix golf.
Trilogix. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
When I was designing the putter, and I wanted to do the putter in three pieces because the hitting zone is actually about 2 inches. There's the markings of the hemispherical heads. There's some red markings on the putter. The whole hitting zone is that whole 2-inch piece, so you can actually be off center, and you're still going to get a lot of velocity behind the ball. When the ball's hit on short putts, you can actually miss hit them, and the ball rolls faster. So I wanted a larger sweet spot. I wanted to do it in three parts, and I thought, well, that's a trilogy.
Yes.
You know, a three-part play. So I came up with the Trilogy 408, which was the weight of the original prototype, 408 grams. Our putter is actually 488 grams now. It's a little heavier. But the Trilogy 408 stuck. And then when we decided to go ahead and do this, to come up with a company name, I just was sitting down one day and, going off the three parts and the try, I came up with Trilogix Golf.
It's great logo. Great logo. It's Trilogix, Danielle.
That's fine. No, we're so new. I'm so glad to be getting the name out. This is fabulous. We are just getting started.
Trilogixgolf.com. That's where you can go. Check out the logo. Check out you and your wife do a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah. Kathy's awesome.
Kathy is awesome. She handles all of the PR stuff, and she's teaching me social media and how to use it. So we're our social media footprint is getting larger, and we've had a lot of help from a lot of great people on social media getting the word out about the putter. And right now the main thing is to get the putter in people's hands and get people talking about it. It is so different. It's so unique. And when you finally use it, you get to feel how it rolls off the face. We've gotten so much good feedback about it. We're really excited right now.
This is Trilogix Golf. And when you look at the picture of this, when you go to the website, what is amazing about it is, you know, I looked at it. My first impression, as I said, when you opened this conversation, that I didn't think it was a larger sweet spot. And you said you created this putter. You wanted a larger sweet spot. So looks
Correct.
Are deceiving.
Yes. Yes, it is, because the two inch section, the hitting zone section where the shaft is hosed into the section weighs less than the two end pieces. So the two end pieces, allow that whole 2-inch area to be in effect a hitting zone. So the way we designed it, we designed it to make it, you know, this putter was designed with a buddy of mine in mind, and I wanted to make a putter that actually would make you a better putter if you used it. So I wanted a larger sweet spot. I wanted more velocity behind the ball, on short putts. And then we shafted it, and we came up with a shaft angle so that by default, you have to get closer to the golf ball when you putt with this putter, which gets your eyes directly above the ball. That's the thing that, you know, throughout history of golf, the best putters that ever putted always have their eyes above the golf ball.
Now that's why Jack Nicklaus is hunched over like he is. He's
correct. That's right, correct. Right eye dominant, hunched over, yes.
Yeah, truly. We're going to take our final break and come back and wrap it up with you. Ron Barnett, creator, founder, Trilogix Golf. Find him at trilogixgolf.com. Check it out. It's very interesting. And I understand there are more designs coming out in 2017. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing.
841-2837. Your experts on call.
Have you heard about Oahu's newest premium cleaning service? I recently hired the Irish Washerwoman for my home cleaning needs, and I am impressed. They provided me with customized cleaning and scheduled based on my needs. I could not be happier with the services provided. What better way to free up your time to work on your golf game or catch the latest PGA event? Contact Shannon, the Irish Washerwoman, at 808-633-6327 or theirishwasherwoman.com.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
We're talking with Ron Barnett. He's the creator. He founded the company Trilogix.golf, TrilogixGolf.com. You know what? Making mistakes is all part of the game, right? You learn from your mistakes and you grow further. So it's TrilogixGolf.com. One of the things that Ron says on his website, the key is not to strike the putt with a descending blow. Straight back, straight through. Lock, load, and fire. I like that. Lock, load, and fire.
Yeah, it's funny because the putter itself with the cylindrical face, you know, normally with a flat face putter, I do a little forward press, so I kind of 1, 2, 3. And the cool thing about this putter is, hey, it doesn't really matter how you get the putter to the ball. Because of the cylindrical face, you're actually going to hit it the same. It really doesn't matter. I mean, the strike is going to be the same on the golf ball. So that's one of the cool features about the putter.
Yeah, well, it's a cool looking design, that's for sure. And we can order it online.
You can order it online at TrilogixGolf.com. As a matter of fact, and I should have pre-planned this better, but starting Monday, all of your fans, listeners, followers on social media, I'm going to put a promo code up, DT15, so that anybody that orders online gets a 15% discount.
Cool. That's D.
Yeah, so,
is it small or large?
Like, what's that? The case?
Capital
DT15 would be the promo code when you check out, and you'll get an automatic 15% off the list price of $189.
That's sweet. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. And that'll be in effect Monday.
Okay, so starting Monday, and I will, when
starting
I'm
Monday.
Resharing, you know, I always, because this show is live right now on 5 radio stations across Hawaii, it's also online streaming, so people listening around the world can hear it live, or it's also, of course, archived, which means it's been recorded, and you can get your MP3, come into my website at radiogolfclub.com, radiogolfclub.com, or you can listen to us on Stitcher on Monday, or iTunes on Monday, because they always download the newest shows Monday at midnight, Sunday night. And so I tune in. There's another option, just about anything, or SoundCloud. I have portions of the show that, you know, somebody like Trilogix, I might take this interview where I don't make all the mistakes. And I will edit it, and then, you know, I do as little editing as possible, because sometimes the mistakes are interesting, you know, instead of being flawless.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
Who's flawless?
Yeah.
Okay, so there are more golf designs slated for release by Trilogix Golf in 2017 based on the same engineering philosophy. What do you got coming?
Well, we're going to do a driver, and we're going to do a set of irons. I'm an airflow geek, and I have a set of irons right now. It's still in my head and on some scratch paper, but we should be able to use aerodynamics of the irons to increase club head speed without the golfer actually having to swing harder. So we're going to do that. We're going to come out with another model putter. Again, you know, small steps for us because we're just getting started. We just got our first production run shipment in about 10 weeks ago. So we are just getting started, but I have a lot of pretty good ideas in my head, and we plan on going full bore. We plan on competing with some of the major, you know, golf club companies.
Excellent. You know, some of the best products started on a piece of scratch paper or a napkin or something they found in the bar, and just and then
you know that is so true. I went, you're talking about making mistakes. I went through so many diameter changes on the prototypes of this putter, and the original prototype I made out of PVC pipe, we call her Dorothy, out of respect for Twister when they used their machine and called it Dorothy. So it is definitely a trial and error, you know, engineering, just trial and error to get these things right and get them to where, you know, you want them. So I understand completely.
I love creators because you guys, you work so hard. You put things together, you know, wherever it's kitchens, basements, garage, and you work with whatever you got until you find something that seems to work. And then you find somebody to make a prototype, and I got to go and thank the people who make this show possible. Ron Barnett, creator and founder, Trilogix Golf, and it's trilogicgolf.com. Thanks so much for being on the show, Ron.
Danielle, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely. And to thank my people who make this show possible, Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. They hosted the PGA of America's Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, where they've got 50% off selected men's and women's clothing in the pro shop. And, of course, they've got the most imaginative things. I've been talking about the Ocean 9, the morning Ocean 9. But how about the afternoon 3? Yeah, you go to the driving range. You know, get all the stress out. You hit some balls after the day. And then you get to play 3 holes, a 3, 4, and a 5. And it's only $30. It includes your cart in the balls. You know, you're going to just have fun. You're going to go home, and you're going to be relaxed the way you want to be. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen. They turn your building, your company, your project into artwork. Futura Stone. Yeah, I'm going to talk about the pavers. Pavers for your parking lot. Hey, they've made landing fields out of pavers. That would be the mesh underneath it is so important, because they put this mesh underneath, and that keeps all the stuff that goes through asphalt or through whatever is your surface to the groundwater. That mesh keeps it safe. That's Futura Stone. Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, 2-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, certified Vision 54, Aimpoint, Golf Channel lead coach, featured on Morning Drive and Golf Channel Academy Live. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative plumbing, whether you're building a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. It's Creative Plumbing. You know what? And if you need new pipes, they're really old. You didn't realize how old those pipes were, did you? Yep, they'll redo everything for you. And tongue-in-cheek, Shannon calls herself, the Irish Washerwoman. Personalized house and condo cleaning that makes you go, wow, every time you walk into a room cleaned by the Irish Washerwoman. She can help with decluttering, too. You know that thing where you can't let go of things because somehow it means so much to you? She'll help you sort it out. Hey, box it and put it away, and then one day it'll be taken away and you'll not miss it at all. Thank you for your mana. Thank you for listening to the show. You can always hear us again at radiogolfclub.com. There's an MP3. It'll be up at about 30 minutes after the show is pow. Also on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher. That Stitcher is a great app for your phone. It doesn't take up any memory. It just streams right through. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.